Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father, Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. I love a good home renovation show. What about you? The shows where old cabinets are replaced, outdated fixtures get updated, or walls are knocked down to create an open concept that was once closed. Fresh paint, new windows, you get the picture. Then, on some episodes of the show, there are times when a total gut job is required. There are just so many flaws on the inside of the house that it is better to start from scratch. The dilapidated, dysfunctional, and unpleasant inside is made over into a breathtaking space that oftentimes moves the homeowners to tears. Guess what? God is our ultimate home renovator through Christ. God makes us new on the inside as a result of our accepting Christ and receiving the indwelling Holy Spirit. Our outer bodies remain the same, but we're changed from within. This is what today's verse is talking about. Paul is the author, and he is writing to the church of Corinth. And so let's take a moment to break down our verse bit by bit. First, it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, or some versions say creation. And so this means if any person, male or female, is a Christian, they have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are born again, then we are new creatures. And we'll talk a little bit more about what it means to be new and a new creature at that in a moment. But let's talk about the old part. Who were we before? Because our verse goes on to say old things are passed away. So old things are our old ways of thinking, doing, practices, earthly standards or views, previous moral condition. We were dead in our sins. And so we were separated from God. We were not reconciled to Him prior to accepting Christ. And so Ephesians 2:1-6 highlights this. It says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our own flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, and so here's that change, here comes the new, But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. And so we hear what happens. We hear that while we're still in earthly bodies and have flesh and spirit at war with one another, becoming new creatures allows us to strive to walk by the Spirit and live a life that is pleasing to God and not fulfill the flesh's desires. Galatians 5, 16 through 23 talks about this even more. It says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another." Colossians 3, 5 through 15, and I won't read all of that, but just some highlights from it. Verse 5 says, "Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry." Verse 14 of Colossians chapter 3 says, "Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." And so all of these things highlight what the old man, the old person is. And then I shared some of the things that make us new, some of the new traits, new characteristics, and the fact that we are now reconciled to God by becoming new. And so what does this new word mean? It comes from the Greek word kainos, which means fresh, recently made, of a new kind, recreated. And a creature comes from the Greek word katesis, and some versions say creation. This means we were literally regenerated through Christ. Dictionary.com defines regenerate as to effect a complete moral reform in, to recreate, reconstitute, or make over, especially in a better form or condition. And so God gave us a total renovation that is much better than what we were before. It says those old things pass away. So to pass away means to perish, to die, disappear, be destroyed through violence. And we know Christ bared our sins through his brutal death on the cross. So those old things were able to pass away by Christ dying on the cross for our sins. Finally, our passage says, all things are become new. So far different from what we were before. Translation, we are not the same at all when we accept Christ. He makes us brand new. Have you ever felt like there were things in your life that couldn't be changed or made over? Let this verse serve as a reminder that if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. God has given each of us an extreme makeover. And while our flesh does rear its ugly head at times and wars with our spirit, God has promised that he has made us new through Christ, yielding the ultimate renovation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that if we are in Christ, we are new. We are grateful to know that old things are passed away and the new has come. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins to make this possible. When we find ourselves forgetting our identity in you, remind us of who we are. For those who have yet to come to accept Christ, we say a prayer for them too, so that they can experience this recreation and ultimate renovation that empowers us with the indwelling Holy Spirit to live a life that honors you and is pleasing in your sight. Help people to know us by our newness, by our love, our compassion, kindness, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and overall kingdom mindset. We love and praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.